Since he's sending emails.
We're dedicating our shiur lefuah shlema of Yaakov Bar Nachman Ben Dvorah, Yaakov Gidoni Ben Dvorah. Bezrat Hashem, and also Lehavdi Leilui Nishmat Talma Nachman Ben Peretz Hershel. Something else, and also to the success of David Shlomo Ben Rivka Ruth. So, Bezrat Hashem, we are in Torah Lamed. Mesha de Sakina, they asked him another question. Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah, the wise guys of Athen, asked him another question. Mesha de Sakina, b'mai kat lele. How you said Mesha? Aruga. Aruga. Piece of land.
A row of knives.
Growing like that, those knives are growing.
Stalks of knives.
How you can
stalk of corn.
A boysai. B'mai kat lele. Torah Lamed. It's page 82. How you should harvest those? Bekarna de chamra. So he answered to them with the horn of a donkey. You use the horn of a donkey to cut those knives. So they asked him, Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah, Umiika karna de chamra? But the donkey doesn't have horns. So he answered to them, Umeshra de sakina mehave. And you can see knives that growing, that you're asking me how to cut them. They brought to him two eggs. Amrule, they told him, Hey zugta chivarta, vehei zugta ukmeta. Which of the chicks gonna be white, and which of the chicks gonna be black? So he answered to them, Aite iu tre gevine, bring me two slices of cheese. So they brought Amar Lehu. So he asked them, Hey de'iza chivarta ve'hei de'iza ukmeta. Which of those slices of cheese belong to a black goat and which is coming from a white one? So they couldn't answer, so their question fell also. You see why these guys from Athens are not stable. I hope they don't see us in Athens. They told me that where they see us, the YouTubes?
Alaska.
In Alaska. They show the YouTubes in Alaska. It's cold over there, right? We have air conditioning here.
We had.
Yesterday we had air conditioning. Okay, Rashi is saying, V'mai kat lele, in what you cutting those knives, arugat sakinin, the
rows
of knives, b'mai gozezin, with what you cutting, v'kotzitzin ota, it. Meshra de sakina, b'mai kat lele, v'chulei, so Rabbeinu is saying, wonderful, boysai, fasten the seatbelt. Hasagot elokut, to understand Hashem, to achieve wisdom, divine wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yefshar leasig, you cannot have it, ki'im, just only, Al yedei tzimtzumim rabim, by huge numbers of
constrictions.
You listening, Rabbi Sai? You cannot understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you don't have a lot of
constrictions,
up and downs. Me'ila le'alul. Misechel Elyon, Lesechel Tachton, from a certain cause to a reason that something happened to a person. Misechel Elyon, from having high level wisdoms, Lesechel Tachton, to low level wisdoms, not to know, yes to know, to understand, not to understand, up and downs. כמו שאנו רואים בחוש, like that we can see it with our senses, שאי אפשר להשיג שכל גדול, that a person cannot achieve huge wisdom, כי אם על ידי התלבשות בשכל תחתון, just only by dressing that in a lower wisdom. You should explain and understand, and then to explain it again and again and again, and only then you're going to be able to understand the big thing. Rabbeinu is bringing an example. כמו המלמד, like a rabbi, like a teacher, כשרוצה להסביר שכל גדול להתלמיד, when he wants to explain a huge wisdom to the student, הוא צריך, first of all, he should, להלביש אותו בשכל תחתון וקטן, to dress that wisdom with a smaller wisdom inside of a smaller wisdom and short, כדי שיוכל התלמיד להבינו, that the student gonna be able to understand it. דהיינו, שהוא מציע לו מתחילה, it means that in the beginning he is offering to him, he is giving to him ההקדמות ושכליות קטנים, הקדמות,
introductions,
small introductions, שמסבב לו תחילה, that he is bringing to him in the beginning, כדי להבינו על ידי זה המכוון, that by that he gonna understand the meaning, שהוא, that it is שכל עליון וגדול, that it's huge, huge, high level of wisdom. Like that I told you a lot of times, that all of the Torot in Likutei Moharan are attached to each other, connected. Just yesterday we learned about the righteous man, about the tzaddik, and I told you how important it is to get closer to the tzaddik. And now Rabbeinu is expanding on that, and he's saying in the second paragraph, וצריך כל אחד, and everyone should, לבקש מאוד, to ask a lot, מלמד הגון כזה, a worthy teacher, rabbi, that's going to teach him, שיוכל, that's going to be able, להסביר, to explain, ולהבין אותו, and to let him understand, שכל עליון וגדול כזה, such high level wisdom, דהיינו השגות אלוקות, means to understand Hashem. We can see that a lot of times with our Rebbe Baruch Hashem, that he is taking huge concepts that you can find them in Etz Chaim, Pri Etz Chaim, in Zohar HaKadosh, and to say for you few sentences like לא מגיע לי כלום, איני ראוי לכלום, תפסיק להתבכיין, and all of those few words, don't whine, don't worry, everything is good, Hashem loves you, Hashem cares about you. Small, short words that contain so much. The fact that it is real, that those words are not that simple as they mean sound, is that they're written in very important and holy books that have been written by real righteous people, but people through the generations, they couldn't hold those levels. Everyone would fall to sadnesses, to frustrations, to kfirot, in every generation. And in this generation, suddenly, it became to be revealed and open to everyone, to the common people, to all of the world. Even Goyim can now take their book and to have a perfect belief in Hashem Yitbarach. Rav Shalom said, when they were talking about the priest Philip that got closer to Rav Shalom and learned from him from South Africa, Rav Shalom said, they told him that priest is doing every day 2 hours in Bodedut, one in the morning and one in the evening, and that his followers also listen to him and they're doing 1 hour in Bodedut, 5,000, I don't know how many people, Goyim from South Africa are doing 1 hour in Bodedut every day. And Rav Shalom said that it's not hard for him at all to believe in that, because everyone that's going to hold those books and going to listen to them, he's going to be a better person. He's going to work on his midot, and this is it. It's not only for Jews, it's not only for Hasid Breslev or imaginations like those. All of the reasons that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Am Yisrael is that Am Yisrael is going to be light to the nations. Or Lagoyim. This is the purpose of Am Yisrael. But then to you, Mamlechet Kohanim ve Goy Kadosh, you're going to be a kingdom of Kohanim. What was the job of the important Kohanim in Beit HaMikdash? To serve Am Yisrael. This is it. Slaves of Am Yisrael. Just running and suffering, waking up in the middle of the night, going to sleep 5 minutes before of next day. Running and sweating and slaughtering and I don't know what. Suffering for Am Yisrael. Dedicating their lives for you. That you're going to be able to come with your sheep to Beit HaMikdash, sacrifice it, and that everything is going to be easy for you. For that, they're alive. So it's slaves. And all of Am Yisrael going to have that gift in the future. To be like them, Mamlechet Kohanim, Kingdom of Kohanim. That all of us, we're going to be Kohanim. To who? To the nations. When the nation's going to come to Beit HaMikdash, we're going to be the ones that are going to run for them, that are going to bring things for them, to supply for them, to help them. And it's not for them, and it's not because of their importance. Just because that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the person to be like him. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing from day first? Giving us everything that we need to eat and to drink and to be happy. And supplying and helping and caring and revealing his Rahmanut on the world. This is what that he's doing. From the moment that he started to create the world, he just give. And he's not taking nothing. He's not enjoying from nothing. His only satisfaction is when we are pleased, when Am Yisrael are happy. This is his satisfaction. To see his kids are happy. To see his students or followers are happy. This is it. This is his satisfaction. So if you want to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that it's an obligation on Am Yisrael, Hidamelo, to be like him, to attach ourselves with his midot, to learn from his behavior and to make ourselves like him. So we need to learn how to be Zachar Mashpia, a male that influence always, just to help and just to provide and just to be there for another person and always. And if Hashem wants you now to be for people outside, you're going to be for people outside. And if Hashem wants you now to be for your family members, you're going to be there for your family members, even if you don't like it. And if Hashem now wants you, I don't know what, to help to yourself, even if you don't like it, this is what that you need to do. Because you have that obligation. Ovinishmatim lenachshotechem, that you have to protect your soul, your body, not allowed to hurt yourself. Have to help yourself. You need to love your friend like that you love yourself. So if you don't like yourself, you can never love your friend. You have to love yourself and appreciate yourself and care about yourself. Because you are one of Am Yisrael, not because you're important, just you're a Jew. And you need to help a Jew. I told you that story on Rabbi Zusha, that he was fasting a few days. And after 3 days, he almost fainted and he fell in the Beit Midrash. And he started to say, help Zusha, Zusha needs to eat. And no one was there to listen to him. And kept on saying, someone here, SOS, help Zusha, please, someone can give a hand to Zusha. No one is listening, no one is there. Then he said, it's Pikuach Nefesh, Yehudi needs help, please. Then he said to himself, hey, it's Pikuach Nefesh, it's a mitzvah. And then he said again, help a Jew, give him something to eat. He said, hey, I want that mitzvah. And he stood up on his legs and fixed himself a meal to eat. This is a mitzvah. Help yourself. So if you're helping a Jew, no problem. What's the difference between you to another Jew? We need to dedicate ourselves to do what Hashem wants us to do. This is what that the Rebbe is doing. This is what that Rabbeinu is doing. This is what that Rav Shalom is doing for us. He's bringing all of those wisdoms and translating them to a language that we can understand. Something that we can grab. Simple words. Just because he cares about us, he can live a better life without us on his back. Trust me. He doesn't need nothing. He doesn't need air condition. Especially not in the fourth floor. He doesn't need nothing. He can live his life quietly. Close himself in a room to be a hidden tzaddik. Tzaddik nistar, sitting, learning, praying. can have a sweet life. He doesn't need to the burden of the tzibur on his back. Hundreds of people following him, asking him, knocking at his doors. All of the people asking him questions, needs help. And he needs to be there for everyone. So he cannot pray long prayers, he cannot learn enough. He cannot wake up chatzot, he needs to go from a city, to drive, to give shiurim, to answer people. He cannot pray in public. He cannot pray in public. If you're going to pray in public, he won't be able to go out from the Bet Knesset after less than 1 hour and a half, maybe, with all of the Kabbalat Kahal. People that are going to come and ask him and talk. He cannot. He cannot stop to do mincha in public in nowhere in the world. He cannot. Every place that he's going to go down. Once I went with Rav Shalom to the grave of David HaMelech. I took him to a chalakeh. Also, think about it. A Rav needs to go to a chalakeh of someone. Of someone's kid. 3 years old in Migdal David. A Rav is going to chalakeh. Okay. It's a mitzvah. We went down after the chalakeh over there. We went down, two girls, maybe 16, 17, and they're screaming outside of the tzion of, it's Rav Shalom Arush, Rav Shalom Arush. I told myself, this is it. It's a superstar. 16, 17 years old girls, mamash. Rav Shalom Arush, and they're running, Rav, bless me, Rav, bless me. It's not real. Rabbis, you come to be so famous, so important. It's a revolution, it's salvation. This is the power of the Rebbe, that he can dress himself like that, he's dressing the wisdoms like that, that everyone can take from him, that everyone can understand. Huge wisdoms to get closer to Hashem, helping us to build the will, strong will, to dedicate our lives to Avodat Hashem. In Sirut Nefesh, people now, Baruch Hashem, have more and more powers to do things in their lives, to dedicate their lives for Avodat Hashem. I have a friend here in the yeshiva. A few months ago, he didn't have no ability to hear no rebuke. No rebuke! When his wife was peeping in the house, peeping at him, tzeftzefet,
whispering,
I don't know.
Just
making a peep in the house, he could break things in the house. Didn't have that ability. And now you're gonna see, he's calling me now, she hit me today, everything's great, Baruch Hashem, she's throwing things now in the house, everything's wonderful. Got the ability to accept the rebukes, and he's doing tshuva. And he's pleasing her, and making her happy, and taking her, and going with her, and making her happy. A lot of people. There's a person here in the yeshiva that he was working day and night. All day long he was working, all of the time, stress about money. And he decided to dedicate his life to Avodat Hashem. And slowly, slowly, step by step, he got rid of all of those burdens. And now Hashem is helping him and supplying him the parnasah without going to the job, to the work every day. And he was working daily, 8-10 hours every day. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. You see that with another Torah, another Limud, see the Rav again, going to Uman again, going to the Mikveh. You find powers. You find powers that were hidden inside of you. People that were sinning and going to horrible places. And now they don't have that desire anymore. They don't. They're really so happy with what they have. And they're, I say, מסמכים את עצמם, making themselves happy with עבודת השם. They feel alive in Beit HaMidrash. Once you could tell them, go to Beit HaMidrash, like you choked them in the middle of lunch. What are you doing? Crazy. The best example is that mikveh of 10,000 people in Erev Rosh Hashanah. This is the best example. So for that you need to have Rebbe Gadol Me'od Me'od, huge Rebbe. Shiyuchal Lasbir Sechel Gadol Kazeh, that gonna have that ability to explain a wisdom like that. על ידי שכל התחתון, השכל התחתון הכנל. By that low and small wisdom. כדי שיוכלו הקטנים להבינו. That the small people are going to be able to understand him. וכל משהו קטן ביותר. And if you find yourself that you are even smaller, that you are the smallest ones of them all. ומרוחק ביותר מהשם יתברך. And you are the farthest. You're just making up, but you're doing it together every time. It's a scam. Farthest. No way. Furthest. The queen, same.
Both good, right?
כולם טוב. ומרוחק ביותר מהשם יתברך. And you find yourself that you are the furthest from השם יתברך. הוא צריך רבי גדול ביותר. So you need the biggest רבי of them all. Like we said yesterday in that shiur. רבנו said, if you're the sickest, you need to find the best doctor of them all. כמו שמצינו, like that we found, בעת שהיו ישראל במדרגה קטנה מאוד, in the time that Israel was in the smallest level of them all, דהיינו במצרים, means in Egypt, שהיו משוקעים בממתת שערי תומעה, that they were deep inside 49 gates of תומעה, היו צריכים רבי גדול, they had to have a huge rabbi, ומלמד גדול and a huge teacher, ונורא מאוד, זה נורא.
Awesome.
דהיינו משה רבנו עליו השלום. It means משה רבנו עליו השלום. כי כל מה שהוא קטן ומרוחק ביותר. Because as much as small as you are, צריך מלמד גדול ביותר. You need a bigger teacher of them all. שיהיה אומן כזה, that he's gonna be a specialist, an artist. שיוכל להלביש, that you're going to have the ability to dress. שכל עליון כזה, huge wisdom like that. That wisdom, huge wisdom, it's a wisdom that's going to be enough for you, to heal you, to help you, to make you happy with your depression, with your anxieties, with your stress, with your fears and horrible tense. Someone that have the ability to make you happy, to cheer you up, even you. דהיינו means השגתו יתברך שמו, to understand Hashem. What it means to understand Hashem, that Hashem יתברך, he is the one that brought you to that situation because of his רחמנות, because of his mercies, that he loves you, that he's taking care of you, that he took care of everything in the world, that you're going to come to that position, that it's the best for you, that this is the best from all bests. There is nothing better. If there was something better than that situation that you are in now, Boreolam would have given it to you. There is one person that cannot get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without poverty. And there is one person that cannot get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without domestic shalom bayit problems. There is a person that without hating himself and chasing after himself or being hidden by his father, beaten by his mother, been cursed by his brothers, I don't know what, he couldn't be in a level that he's going to have the ability to be attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech was being chased by everyone, because he had to achieve that huge level of crowning Hashem Yitbarach every moment. So he had to see with no doubt that no one can save him except of Hashem, that he's not a reality at all. And to learn that lesson, you have to be running from everyone every moment. Only then you can see, only then you can realize that, hey, Hashem saved me once, oh, Hashem saved me twice, Hashem saved me third time, fourth time, five times, this is it. After 12, 18,000 times like those, you're grabbing it. Even you, Rav Avraham. That you're going to have, that Rebbe, you're going to have that ability to dress that wisdom, דהיינו השגתו יתברך שמו means the ability to understand him that he is all good, that Hashem is all good לקטן ומרוחק מותו, to a person that is so small and so far away like you. כי כל מה שהחולה נחלה ביותר, because as much as the sick person becomes to be even sicker and sicker, in the worst condition, צריך רופא גדול ביותר. He needs the biggest doctor of them all. על כן, this is why, אין לאדם לומר, a person is not allowed to say, and this is something that we need to say to all of our wise friends that learns in other yeshivot and dedicating their lives to limud haTorah, in Gemara, Beiyun, learning all of the Farshim of the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara Kedosha, and they feel like they are holding somewhere. Need to tell them that they're not allowed to say daily that it's enough for me im eye mekorav, if I'm going to be close etzel ish nechbad v'ireh Hashem, if I'm going to be close to an honorable person that he is from, that he is kosher, it's not enough. Af she'ino muflag b'mala, if he's not in the biggest level of them all. Ki alevai she'ye mikodem kamo, I wish to be like him first, it's enough for me. A lot of people that learns in yeshiva, they're saying, I want to be like my Rosh Yeshiva, Chief Rabbi in my yeshiva. I wish to be like him. You're talking about the grandson of Baal Shem Tov. It's not my level. It's wrong. You're not allowed to say something like that. Al yomar ken, don't say so. Ki adraba, even more so. Kfi ma sheyeda enash benafshe. From that moment that a person gonna know inside of his soul, Godel pchituto, how small he is, how low he is, v'godel richuko, and how far he is from Hashem. Shenirchak me'od me'Hashem itbarach, that you're very far from Hashem itbarach. Don't imagine to yourself that you're close to Hashem itbarach, that now, just to be like your chief rabbi, it's going to be enough for you. It's not enough. If you're going to look deep inside, you're going to see that you're in a horrible condition. You can learn Gemara 8 and 10 and 20 hours a day, and still you're in a horrible condition. You're arrogant, and you have anxieties and fears, and you don't have no confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu on subjects of Parnasa. If someone's going to take the support from the Kollel, what are you going to do with your life? How are you going to spend your life? If Chas Shalom, you're going to hear something about your wife, something about I don't know what, how are you going to deal? Someone going to tell you that they're stopping the social security from United States. What are you going to do then? What are you going to do? How are you going to deal? Are you going to confront with Hashem? You're going to love Hashem? Chas Shalom, someone's son becomes to be sick, Chas Shalom. Someone's wife, Chas Shalom. I don't know what. How are you going to deal? You're going to still love Hashem? You're going to still going to come for 10 and 12 hours to the yeshiva every day? Or that you're going to hate everyone, and you're going to suffer so much, and you're going to curse everyone, and you're going to fall from all of your Judaism. 12 hours in the yeshiva, and after it 6 hours in the mall, looking for other shoes and nice pants. Rabbeinu is telling us a secret. Here it's written the word Enash. Enash, it's a word that we're using in Breslev, and in other Hasidut also, it calls Anash. Anash means the people, the followers of the Tzaddik, the group, it calls Anash. So Rabbeinu is defining it for us to know who is that Anash. Who becomes to be part of that group? Who becomes to be part of that group? Who is included in that group that calls Anash, the people of the Tzaddik? It's a person that knows inside of himself how small he is. If a person is still arrogant, that he imagined to himself that he's a reality, that he's something, he's not from the people of the Tzaddik. Only when you're looking inside, כפי מה שידע אנש בנפשה, that a person is looking inside into his soul, and he realized that he's very, very small, and he's very, very far from Hashem Yitbarach. כל אחד ואחד, everyone and one, כפי מה שיודע בנפשו. as much as he's going to be aware to his soul, to his spirit inside, to know that he's small, that he's zero, that he's nothing, this is as much as he's going to be close to the tzaddik. If really you know that you're zero, the tzaddik is going to live inside of you. Rabbeinu is going to talk from your mouth, and the real tzaddikim is going to talk from your mouth. All of the real tzaddikim. It's written in holy books that when a person is canceling himself in a certain midah, that there is a tzaddik that was serving Hashem Yitzbarach in that midah, so that tzaddik, he is dressing himself in that person. If, for an example, a person is guarding his mouth in Mesirut Nefesh, so the Chafetz Chaim is going to dress himself in you. He's going to talk from your mouth and he's going to make things through you. And if there was a tzaddik that was learning Torah in Mesirut Nefesh, the Gaon Mivilna, and you're going to learn in an aspect that Gaon Mivilna was like it, learning like it, he's going to dress himself in you. And he's going to talk from your mouth, and he's going to bring Chidushim into the world from your mouth. And if you're going to do things like Rabbi Nachman Breslev or like other tzaddikim, and also tzaddikim that are still alive, because there is no difference between a tzaddik that is alive in this world than a tzaddik that is alive in the world to come, except of one thing, that he is more able, that he is bigger and larger in the world to come, and his effective is larger after that. No?
Effectiveness
is greater even in the world to come. So we just need, if a person now, for an example, you like a certain tzaddik, you learned about Rabbi Aaron Kotler, about the Magid Mimezrich, about Rabbi Zusha, and you attach to him, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, don't think that it's a small thing. Know for sure that those righteous people desire that you're going to cancel yourself like they were canceling themselves. And they're going to come down to this world through you. And going to talk through your mouth, and going to use your hand to do mitzvot. And this is their only satisfaction, that they have a certain attachment to this world. That they keep on saying and doing things in this world. This is their satisfaction. Siftotehem dovevot bakever, when their lips are talking, even though that they are inside the grave. When you're saying things from their name, and you're talking, and you're trying to cancel yourself, and to let them live in this world. You're bringing them down to this world. They can live through you. And the merit is huge. If someone in this generation is going to dedicate his life to a huge tzaddik like Rabbi Shimon, actually in the world to come, no one can get their enter to the yeshiva of Rabbi Shimon, Metivta Rab Shimon Bar Yochai, in the world to come. We're not in that level. We cannot understand their conversation. But if someone had Mesirut Nefesh in this world to spread the Zohar HaKadosh and to learn Zohar HaKadosh and to understand Zohar HaKadosh and to convince people to learn Zohar HaKadosh, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is going to open his arms to hug him in the world to come. For sure, no doubt about it. It's the Hakarat HaZohar of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That he's grateful, that he appreciates what have you done for me. Thank you, Baal Shem Tov. To explain to people the Hasidut, the importance of Tehillim. There is a story about one person that was doing Seudat Siyum Masechet to Talmidei. He was making the meal, the Seudah, for Talmidei Chachamim that were finishing Masechtot. Every time that the Talmid Chacham was finishing a Masechta, that person would make a Seudah for all of the Talmidei Chachamim. One time he was setting a meal for the Talmidei Chachamim, and there was a real, just regular poor person came that he used to say Tehillim every day. He was just saying Tehillim, wasn't a Talmid Chacham. And he came to sit in the Seudah also. He was poor, he saw a Seudat Mitzvah, he came to join. And he came and immediately made Netilat Yadayim, said, made a Motzi. That person saw him, starts screaming at him and shouting at him, what are you doing? You're not in the Seudat Siyum Masechet, it's only for the Talmidei Chachamim. He sinned. He made a horrible sin. And he embarrassed that person very much. That simple person that was just saying Tehillim. And this is it. And he pushed him out from that place. And other Talmidei Chachamim sat in his place and ate from his roll. And everything was good. At night, that person that made those seudot every time went to sleep. In his dream, he saw two angels or something like that, huge soldiers, came to take him. Told them, what's going on? They said, this is it. You finished your chance. It was finished your lifetime. You're going to trial. And they dragged him to court. And over there he see a huge king that is standing and suing him. And he is the tovea. How you say that?
Prosecutor.
Wow, amazing. You made it. You made it big time. Tshuva shlema. Baruch Hashem. We were witnessing a miracle live in our Bezrat. So Bezrat Hashem, it was David HaMelech that was suing him. And he said, "And what are you blaming me? What have I done? What have I done?" He said, that person, David HaMelech explained to him and told him, that person that is saying Tehillim every day, and his Tehillim are so important, and he's creating such a huge satisfaction to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you embarrassed him. So this is it, you cannot stay in this world anymore. And he begged, and he cried, and he said that he's sorry, that he apologized, that he wants to fix it. And in the end, David HaMelech forgave him, and told him that he will cancel the prosecution,
the decree,
if he will gather all of the people that were there in the meal in the Seuda yesterday, and he gonna tell them the story that he had in his dream, and he gonna apologize in front of that poor person, and he gonna praise and gonna say how great are the Tehillim, and he will not gonna make, he gonna cancel, cancel that Chilul Hashem, that disgrace that he created to the Tehillim before. And he came back to this world and apologized. So this is huge things that people can achieve. And this is something that I'm saying all of the time, that everyone needs to find his point. You can be attached yourself to David HaMelech so much that David HaMelech is going to fight for you. You can attach yourself to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, to Rabbi Nachman Ibreslev. And Rabbeinu explained that in a different Torah, that it all depends in the love that you have to the tzaddik. How much you love the tzaddik, this is how much that he's going to be there with you. You just need to love him. You don't need to be a Talmid Chacham. You don't need to do 6 hours in Bodedut every day. You just need to love him. And to dedicate your life to Avodat Hashem, to serve Hashem, Le'ahava et Hashem, to love Hashem. So a person cannot say, it's enough for me to get closer to a kosher, an honorable, frum rabbi. I wish to be like him. Don't say that. Because Adraba, if you would have been from Anash, that you know how low you are, that you're zero, that you're nothing, that you're mamash, nothing. You would know that you need the biggest doctor of them all. Rabbeinu said on himself that he is the doctor, that he is the rofe. He said, "Bani rofe ota," and I can heal her. That he's got the ability to heal all of Am Yisrael. Kol echad ve'echad, every one and one, kfi ma sheyodea benafsho. Ukmo chen, and like that, kol ma sheyodea be'atzmo, as much as you're going to know inside of yourself, shu meruchak biyoter, that you're even farer, further from Hashem Yitbarach, tzarich levakesh, you need to ask lenafsho for his spirit. Rofe gadol meod meod, huge doctor, hagadol bema'ala beyoter, the biggest of anyone else, bigger than anyone else. Dehainu, it means sheyachzir, that he always gonna look for, vivakesh, and gonna ask for, always, tamid, lizkot litkarev la'arebi hagadol meod meod kanal. Look how many times Rabbeinu is writing the same thing, just that we mamash gonna understand. Just now he mentioned to get closer to the biggest Rebbe of them all. Me'od, me'od, he's saying. Me'od, me'od. Very much, very, very much. Ki kol mashu katan beyoter, because it's, if really you're humble, if really you understand that you're so small, צריך מלמד גדול ביותר, you need a huge, huge teacher to teach you, כנן, like that we learned. The answer to all of the questions is in Uman. No one gonna escape this year, Rabbosai. No one gonna escape this year, Rabbosai. Prayers. You don't need money to get to Uman. You need prayers. You need a merit to go to Uman. We have a friend here in Yeshiva that over maybe 15 years that he doesn't have a passport. He's going every year with a fake passport, a different one. Doesn't have money. Really? That person's wife, she is begging for nedavot, in mamash, collecting money in the streets. They're very, very poor. And that person in Mesirut Nefesh, in Mesirut Nefesh. One time police officers came to his house 2 days before his flight to Uman to look, and they told, and he had a fake passport on his refrigerator in the house, and they were looking for it everywhere inside of the house, and they're looking, and he's just praying that they're not going to put the hand on the refrigerator. Told them in the end, you see, I don't have the fake passport, I'm not flying, what do you want from me? In Uman, in the time of the Tashlich, he found himself standing over there, of course he flied in the end, found himself standing in the Tashlich, in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, and the police officer that was in the house, he came also to Uman. And he's looking at him and telling him, what's going on? Chag Sameach, Shana Tova. So he told him, he was thinking to himself what to do, so he told him, don't worry. Now I'm not in, it's not, I'm off duty. I'm not going to do nothing for you, to you, in Uman, Rosh Hashanah. And he hand to him a bottle of, I don't know, orange juice, something like that, to drink. He told him, here, take, drink. So he didn't want to take. He was afraid that if he's going to take it, he's going to have his fingerprint on the bottle. He's got a lot of experience, you see. For years he's traveling against the law. So he told him, no, thank you. So he told him, you can keep the bottle, don't worry. The police officer gave him, he put it with the tashlich, thrown into the water. Come to Uman, it's Mesirut Nefesh. You have to throw everything and to get to Uman. It's not allowed to come to Uman only in one term, if you don't have Shalom Bayit. If the wife is saying to you, don't come to Uman, you're not allowed to go to Uman, but you're allowed to pray to please her that she's going to send you. If really you're going to want to come to Uman, and really you're going to pray on that, you're going to ask for free gift that your wife also going to help you to come to Uman, for sure you're going to be there. My wife is crying every year. And every year I'm going to Baruch Hashem. Also this year, Bezat Hashem. With all of you, Bezat Hashem. So, Niten Yevka Yona Ufatsin HaKadosh Umana Niten Yevka Yona Ufatsin HaKadosh Umana Yalalai, 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 Man, last year in Uman we gave a shiur to 120 avrechim from Mir's yeshiva, right? More or less in Nekuda Tova. Bezat Hashem, this year 240 David Shlomo, we're counting on you. Thank you, Rabbi Yisrael, Shalkoach.